This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. After a disappointing third-place finish in the Wisconsin primary, former Vermont Governor Howard Dean may be suspending his presidential campaign. Dean, once the front-runner for the Democratic nomination, got 18% of the votes in Wisconsin yesterday. He has not won any of the 17 primaries or caucuses. He has scheduled a news conference for this afternoon. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What is the difference between suspending a campaign and dropping out?
Well, if you suspend your campaign, as Dean is considering doing, he'd be in position to get back in the race if the leader, Senator John Kerry, should stumble. I think Dean also wants to remain a player in party politics, raising money for congressional candidates. I think he also feels a strong personal commitment to his supporters and wants his name to remain on the ballot so that people in big cities, Los Angeles, New York, people who vote on Super Tuesday, March 2nd, will be able to cast a vote for him.
Is Dean likely to endorse anyone?
It's very possible. After the debate in Milwaukee on Sunday, you'll recall, he met with Senator John Edwards for a private talk, and they promised that they would continue that conversation. Dean has said that Edwards is, in his mind, the best candidate to face George W. Bush, the Republican, in November. Part of this has to do with Dean's record of success also as a fundraiser, and so the possibility that he could pass on some of that support to the likely Democratic nominee is important, and he has pledged that he will support whoever is the Democratic Party nominee.
And who will his supporters support?
Well, that's the question. You know, but you know what? Even though he has not won any of the primaries or caucuses, he does clearly have supporters, and the question is whether or not he can transfer that support to another presidential candidate. He believes, and his former campaign manager, Joe Trippi, believes that he can transfer some of that support to candidates who are farther down the ballot, people running for Congress, for example.
Trippi's been making plans for Dean?
He certainly has. He's been looking at ideas for creating a new organization. I think it would be partly based on the idea that Dean has such strong abilities as a fundraiser, partly also having to do with voter mobilization among young people, that would allow him, therefore Dean, to form some sort of organizational structure that would allow him to become sort of the leader of the marching band for new Democrats or people who have strong liberal ideas for the direction of the party.
The Dean campaign has been some drama.
It really has. You know, it's unbelievable. He was so high up in the fall. He really picked up on the energy of people who were opposed to President Bush, I think, coming out of the 2000 race in Florida. I think it was accelerated by the Bush decision to go to war, the president's decision to go to war in Iraq, and people who opposed that. And Dean was the one person who spoke out effectively and loudly against the president's decision, even condemning fellow Democrats who decided to go along with the resolution that permitted the president to go to war.
It's been great for reporters. You never knew what he was going to say.
Never. And in fact, he never knew what he was going to say when he talked about wanting to get the votes of people who had Confederate flags in the back of his truck. That caused a stir. You'll remember he went on Meet the Press and didn't have such a good performance, didn't recall exactly how many people were serving in the military and the like. But even then, his supporters, and this is something that's so telling about the passion of his supporters, came out and gave him more money in fundraising to say, it doesn't matter what the Washington insiders, the establishment, has to say, we like you, Howard Dean.
He actually got that question right. He ultimately guessed at about
yes,
a little over a million, and he was right.
Right, but it was obviously that he was reaching, and it was widely panned, that a performance on Meet the Press, as a candidate who didn't really know the specifics, but it didn't hurt him with his supporters, who just loved his energy and the fact that he was the outsider, the new blood.
But maybe ultimately that lack of a polished campaign did him in.
Well, you know, I don't think it was the lack of, if you think about fundraising, voter registration, voter mobilization, organization, he had it. It really comes down to him and his ability to connect with people, to make them feel that they understand him. When it came to voting for someone in Wisconsin who represented the idea that he stands up for what he believes in, guess what? Howard Dean won among those people yesterday. But when it came to people who said, I want someone who can beat George W. Bush, those voters went like 68-69% for John Kerry to 8% for Howard Dean. That's the difference.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Political columns by NPR senior correspondents and editors are at npr.org.